Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
City Council rejects bid for city pool reconstruction. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalene. At Tuesday night's Gillette City Council meeting, the approval of the bid for the new city pool was on the agenda. The city closed the pool for the 2022 summer season in preparation for its demolition. It was demolished at the end of last year with the goal the new pool would be completed in time for the summer of 2024. Based on the engineering estimate, which was completed by a third-party engineering firm, the budget for the new pool was $3.25 million. After putting the project out for bids, only one contractor, Powder River Construction, submitted before the deadline in the amount of $5,431,595, which was almost $2.2 million over the estimated cost. Administrator Hyun Kim said the bid period was extended, but no more bids were received. Kim said based on this information and staff recommendations, he did not recommend rewarding the bid at this time with the intention of putting it out for bid again. Council began discussion by expressing concerns about the increased cost of the project and what the effect would be on the city's budget. Councilman Jim West said he felt the bidder was taking advantage of being the only bid in its cost estimate. Councilman Tim Karsrud said he didn't feel this was a case of price gouging, but just the simple fact material prices have continued to increase over the last few years. He asked if this would affect the timeline for the completion of the pool, which Kim said it would. He also commented about his concern that prices are more likely to go up rather than go down if they don't accept the current bid, which has been observed with other recent projects in the community. Lance Walker from Powder River Construction was present at the meeting and was asked to speak to the bid. Walker said they originally did not plan to bid on the pool, but was asked by city staff to submit a bid when they were not receiving any bids at the time. Walker told council he spoke to 13 pool contractors around the nation about the pool, and only one was willing to take on the project, which is the same contractor of the Campbell County School District Aquatic Center. He said if they don't move forward with the project now, he doesn't believe the project could even be completed by 2025. The council ultimately voted against awarding the bid, with only Councilman Karsrud voting in favor. There was no discussion on further action the council would be taking on the project at this time. Rockpile Museum Access Program for low-income families now free. The Campbell County Rockpile Museum recently announced that First Interstate Bank of Gillette has sponsored admission fees for the nationwide program Museums for All Participants for the remainder of 2023, according to the release from the Campbell County Rockpile Museum. The Rockpile Museum joined the program in 2021. The Museums for All program encourages people of all backgrounds to visit museums regularly and build lifelong museum-going habits. The program supports those receiving food assistance benefits, or SNAP, while visiting the Rockpile Museum will be admitted for free for up to four people with the presentation of a SNAP EBT card. They also extended this benefit to those in the Women, Infants, and Children program with the presentation of a WIC EBT card. Admission under this program is now free for 2023 through a generous sponsorship by First Interstate Bank. Similar free and reduced admission is available to eligible members of the public at more than 1,000 museums across the country, including three in Wyoming. Museums for All is part of the Rockpile Museum's board commitment to seek, include, and welcome all audiences. We are very grateful for First Interstate Bank, their board of directors, and their employees for sponsoring Museums for All admission at the Rockpile Museum, said Museum Director Robert Henning. Their support will allow our community's most vulnerable residents to continue to utilize the museum and its programs. For more news and information, go to basinsradio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalene.